If you've never sung with a group of people, it's high time you gave it a shot. And I have two ladies here who are bound and determined to convince you. Jeanette Surface is the membership chairman, and Alicia Griswold is co-director of the El Paso Sun Gold Chorus of the Sweet Adelines. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As I understand it, this is a distinctively American art form.
Absolutely. Barbershop and jazz are the two original American art forms. And we're very proud of that.
Yeah, well, as you should be. And what's the little bit of the history on the Sweet Adelines and Sun Gold Chorus in El Paso?
The Sweet Adelines started in El Paso in the early 1960s. And about 10 years later, El Paso Sun Gold was formed. So we've been in existence over 40 years now.
So the Sweet Adelines was kind of the local thing, and then the...
Well, Sweet Adelines International is all across the United States and 14 other countries. It's a huge organization, and we're one little small part
of
it.
So it's the other way around. Sweet Adelines is the umbrella organization, and the El Paso Sun Gold Chorus is... Okay,
yes.
Now I get it. Well, you're giving you're putting out a special invitation. Tell me about it.
Well, we're looking for ladies who have been wanting to sing, who have some experience in singing. That's always very helpful. Most especially, they must enjoy singing. We don't use any background music, so it's all a cappella, and it's four-part harmony, and we also do choreography. So be expecting to come and participate with the choreography, costumes, makeup, and then having a great time learning some of these songs that we do.
So you don't recommend that people show up if they hate to sing. That's number one.
Exactly.
Okay. Number two,
exactly.
Be prepared to have a good time.
Exactly.
This is just a group of fun-loving women, and you are the barbershop equivalent of course, the male quartets. And although you sing in larger groups, don't you, than quartet?
We do quartets, we do double quartets, and we do choruses, full choruses.
Okay.
And they're grouped by how small they are up to the very large group. We're a very small group.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 20 members right now.
Yes.
Okay.
And for the season, they can come and enjoy the Christmas music that we're learning.
Well, what kind of a commitment is this? When do you rehearse? Do you have to pay a fee to join? What are the parameters?
Well, if they're only coming for the Christmas season, I believe they don't have to pay any fee. And then if they're going to stay on, that's explained later on as they progress. They need to come to four rehearsals, and then we give them the opportunity to join, and then they're...
Well, this is a nice way to round people up for the holidays, then. Give them a chance to sing.
This
and
one is,
your rehearsals are, I understand, 7 to 9 p.m. on Mondays, and that's at All Saints Episcopal Church, 3500 McRae.
Mm-hmm.
So they can jump in and learn to sing the four-part harmony, and then be part of your Christmas and holiday performances.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The plan.
That's exactly right.
And then if they love it too much to leave it,
that's right.
You got them on the hook.
And they,
how much are the dues?
The dues are $25 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an international annual dues, which I think is $75.
Okay.
And that can be prorated, and we work with people to get that out of the way.
Okay.
And then once your first year is up, every month out of your 25, a portion is set aside for the international, so it's a little bit easier to digest.
Yes, yes. So. But it's an investment in some pretty nice vocal training,
because
learning harmony, learning to sing, of course, on pitch and getting some good vocal training, but learning to sing that distinctive four-part harmony, that's pretty specialized.
Yes.
How long does it take a person to really get the hang of it?
That's interesting. It depends on what part they're singing also. If they're singing the lead part, they're going to be singing the melody most of the time.
Easier.
So that's the easier one.
Mm-hmm.
And most women's voices kind of center around at that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they've been trained like I have to be a soprano, I sing tenor. And so that's a higher position above the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of ladies who sing lower. Jeanette sings baritone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the bass, which underscores all of this.
So you have to be up for a little bit of a challenge,
too. You do.
Yes.
Yeah. You do.
Well, tell me what performances you have coming up, and then other places around the community where people can find you throughout the year.
Well, we do sing in nursing homes, like the VA clinic and the nursing homes in the vicinity. We've sung in the different high schools. And on December 15th, we'll be singing at the Santa Lazario Museum outside, and that's for their Posadas pageant. So we have one guest performer before the first half hour. Mm-hmm. Then the pageant itself will be about 40 minutes. And then Sweet Adelines will close out with four or five songs for Christmas. And we'll close out the whole pageant, ending about 7 o'clock.
That's lovely. Yeah. Any age restrictions?
Minimum of 16 years.
Okay.
Up to, who knows?
Beyond.
They can still carry a tune, they can wheel you in, and you'll be welcomed.
That's
welcome.
Right. That's
exactly. It. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me. This is a wonderful invitation to turn out and sing with the El Paso Sun Gold Chorus of the Sweet Adelines. My guests today, Jeanette Surface, who is the membership chairman, and Alicia Griswold, the one of the co-directors. And the rehearsals are from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mondays, again, at All Saints Episcopal Church, 3500 McRae. No fee for the participation through the Christmas holidays. So for more information, you can call Jeanette at 778-7503. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.